Hello, Hacker Public Radio and open source musician podcast listeners. This is Daniel Wirth, otherwise known as Pipe Man Music. And this Hacker Public Radio / open source musician podcast is to tell you about a couple of things that I've made available to the podcasting, ogcasting community at large. First is a streaming server that is running on my web host 24 hours a day and is available to shows that wish to stream their shows live. And the second one is a Murmur server, which is the backend server for the Mumble client. Mumble was originally developed for gamers to do online chat during their gameplay. But the developers have really done a pretty spectacular job at doing all sorts of cool things with it. And I think that it has become a useful voice over IP tool for doing various scenarios in podcasting. First of which would be maybe a double ender where you can host a call and then record the local audio on each end. And that would be scenario one. Another scenario that I could envision would be for doing interviews. Because there is clients available for Windows, Mac, Linux, iPhone, and Android, it's pretty easy to get people who aren't necessarily technical people up and running. The software is super simple. Basically, you install it, you fire up a client, there's a wizard that helps them set up audio that's pretty self-explanatory. Then you give them the server name and the password for the server. And then how I've got it set up now is that each podcast that wants to be on there has their own room and their own password for the room. And that way, that'll just keep people from inadvertently clicking and joining rooms while other people are podcasting. So if you want to do interviews, that's another use case. Another one is for like roundtable type of podcasts. Instead of using TalkShoe, the quality in Murmur and Mumble is fantastic. And that gives, on the codecs, you can either use a Speaks or a Kelt codec. And if you aren't familiar with the Kelt codec, it is a minimally lossy codec designed to specifically for over IP transmission for high quality audio. The other thing is that it uses quite a bit of filtering on the end that makes up for some of the losses in bandwidth that you would get normally. So the audio you get is really pretty fantastic. And even if you're using the Speaks codec, you can get quite a lot of bang for your buck out of your bandwidth. So they're really cool tools. They're all open source and they allow us to have that room available 24 hours a day for people that want to do interviews and roundtable type podcasts and stuff. The other exciting thing that the Mumble client offers is that in the SVN version, it's not quite released yet, but is usable. And if you know how to download and build from source, you can build the Mumble client from source. And it's introduced the ability to record directly in the client, the room. And there's a couple really cool features. One is that if you're doing like a general roundtable discussion and you're not super worried about a high quality audio stream, you can record the entire room in one lump. And that's great as a TalkShoe type replacement, but it will give you higher quality even then than TalkShoe. Or you have the option of recording each person in the room to a separate track. And if you've ever listened to, say, the Linux Leak Tech Show and shows like that, it usually can be one or two people that really spoil the audio quality for everybody. And even in the end, with everybody mixed into one stream, it makes it difficult to fix levels and have everybody sound upfront and audible. And so having each one separate allows you to do is in the end isolate out each person's mix and go ahead and fix any issues and then separately equalize them or normalize them is the word I'm actually going for. You can normalize each audio separately, compress the audio to even out the audio levels, and maybe even a noise gate if you've got somebody with quite a bit of noise. And once you mix everybody back together, you can actually get an extremely high quality podcast out of this setup. If you use Falk TX's PPA or KX Studio, there is a mumble client that includes some jack support, and it only supports outputting the room itself in jack. You'd have to use an also to jack bridge to get audio in. Unfortunately, the jack support isn't completed in it. But if you've used a jack in your studio, you know that you could then say host a mumble double ender and on the same machine output through Dark Ice, which supports jack, to the streaming server and do a live show, and then also put it out in podcast form on the double ender. And that's what we do for the Open Source Musician Podcast. So I've made both of these available. If you'd like to find out more or get login credentials, you can contact me at dworth@opensourcemusician.com, and I will get you that information. If you could just give me a heads up on what your podcast is, a link to your show, just so I can make sure this isn't getting used for, I'm a pretty liberal guy, but I mean, I don't want, say, a Microsoft-centric show or something taking advantage of something I'm offering for free. That being said, give me a heads up and I'll get you login information for both the Icecast server and the Mumble or Murmur server for Mumble. Also, there is a calendar available at live.opensourcemusicians.com to schedule any live shows that you plan on doing so we can get that information out. If you would like to help me out with my hosting costs, since I do incur a little bit of costs with that, there is a donation page available at opensourcemusician.libsyn, that's libsyn.com, and you can click the PayPal link and go ahead and chip in a few bucks. That would be much appreciated. Ken Fallon has paid for the dedicated IP that it took to get these up and running, but I'm paying for the rest of the hosting plan out of my own pocket, and if it's popular, I might have to up my hosting plan, which wouldn't be outrageously expensive, but it would be nice to get a little bit of help with that. So thank you. And I'm planning on doing a series for Hacker Public Radio and my podcasts about an intro to audio and podcasting and editing using the best that Linux and open source has to offer. So tune in for those. Till next time. Podcast out.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.